because of their distrust in Jehovah God, it was going to turn out to be a 40-year journey, just kind of wandering around in the wilderness for 40 years until the older generation had died out. And God was going to bring them through after the older generation had died out. I want to break in at verse number 17, Exodus chapter 13, verse 17. The Bible says, "And it came to pass, when Pharaoh had let the people go, that God led them not through the way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near, for God said, lest peradventure the people repent when they see war and they return to Egypt. But God led the people about through the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea, and the children of Israel went up harnessed out of the land of Egypt." The Bible says that Moses took the bones of Joseph with him, for he had straitly sworn the children of Israel, saying, "God will surely visit you, and ye shall carry up my bones away hence with you." And they took their journey from Succoth and encamped in Etham and the edge of the wilderness. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, to go by day and night. In verse 22, the Bible says, "He took not away the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night from before the people." Let's pray. Father, we love you tonight. And God, I do appreciate the opportunity to be here at our home church, Charlestown, to preach the Word of God. Lord, I pray you would just have your hand upon us tonight. Lord, I pray you'll give us the power to preach tonight with power, purity, truth, and liberty. God, I pray for forgiveness, Lord, if I failed you. God, I ask you would just forgive us and just anoint us from on high to preach the Word of God tonight. And God, if there's one in our midst that's not being led by the Holy Spirit of God tonight, it's not sure they're saved on their way to heaven, I pray tonight, Lord, you would speak to that heart. They would come and ever live. Father, draw the Christian close and closer to you each and every day of our walk with the Lord. Father, we would just follow your guidance every day. We pray these things tonight in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. The Bible says in verse number 17, and it said, "And it came to pass." Every time I read that, I think about, you know, one day it's going to come to pass. Can I tell you, one day we read about the Lord Jesus Christ coming back for the church of God. We read about Jesus. I believe it's close to the midnight hour. I believe that God's going to say anytime to his son, "You go get your children, go get the bride, go bring the church up," amen. The Bible says one day he's returning for the church, amen. He's coming back for those that are saved, those that are born again, those that know Jesus Christ and have a relationship with him, amen. He's coming back. And can I tell you, it could happen tonight. Can I tell you, the only thing holding the Lord Jesus Christ back from getting his church, I believe, is that last precious soul that needs to be saved, amen. That last soul could be saved tonight, amen. One church around the world, it doesn't matter where it's at, that last soul could be saved. And can I tell you, it's going to come to pass, amen. He's coming back for the church. Amen. He's coming back for the bride of Christ. Amen. Hey, listen, we need to be ready because it is going to come to pass. I've heard it preached, listen, since I was 13 years old, going into the house of God. I heard it preached that Jesus is coming back. I've heard it preached all my life. Amen. And say, hey, listen, that's been about maybe 47 years ago, praise God. But let me tell you something. It's that much closer. Amen. Hey, Mary, I know you've heard it many, many times that Jesus is returning. Amen. Can I tell you, it's that much closer. We need to be ready. We need to be prepared. The Bible says, "And it came to pass when Pharaoh had let the people go." When Pharaoh had let the people go, amen. Listen, "that God led them not through the way of the land of the Philistines, though that was near. For God said, lest peradventure the people repent when they see war, and they return to Egypt." The Bible says, "let the people go." 430 years of bondage, amen. Listen, they were there, they were working, they were sweating, they were working. Can I tell you, they cried out to God. Can I tell you that God heard and God freed his people. Praise God. Amen. I remember the day when I cried out one day. I was in the bondage of sin. Amen. Hey, listen, I was on my way to a devil's hell and I cried out one day. Can I tell you Jesus heard me? Can I tell you he saved me that one glorious day? Can I tell you he set me free that day? Just like he got those Israelites out of Egypt. Praise God Almighty. He took them out of bondage. Amen. Set them free. I called upon him one day and I'm glad I called, because he heard my name and he saved my soul. Amen. Hey, listen, it only took one prayer for God to save my soul. Amen. I've been in church many, many years. I've heard the gospel preached. I've been all around. Hey, listen, I didn't want to respond to it because I had a whole lot more things to do. Amen. When I was young. Hey, but let me tell you something. I called out one day. I cried out to the Savior. Praise God Almighty. It took one cry and he saved my wretched old soul. Amen. They were crying out. They were calling out. They were out there. They were getting beat down. And they kept calling out and crying out to God, help us, Lord. Isn't it glad when we need help, we can call out to God Almighty? Aren't you thankful for that tonight? Amen. Let me tell you something. It took one night to get Israel out of Egypt. But it took 40 years to get Egypt out of Israel. You know what I'm saying? Amen. Hey, listen, when we got saved that day, we called upon the Lord. Amen. The day we got saved. Hey, listen, we got saved instantaneously. Holy Spirit of God came in our life. He saved our wretched souls. But I tell you what, we need to get the world out of our life. Amen. We don't want to do the things that we used to do. Amen. We don't want to go the places that we used to go. We don't want to say the things that we used to say. The Bible says over there in 2 Corinthians, it says, watch this, speaking to Christians, wherefore come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Amen. And touch not the unclean thing. And the Bible says, and I will receive you. Amen. Listen, we get saved, we need to be different than the world. Listen, the world acts and talks and walks the way they do because they're a bunch of sinners and they don't know any better. Amen. We've got Jesus in our heart. Amen. We know better. We know what the Word of God says. Praise God. Come out from among them, be ye separate. Somebody sees you, they always say, hey, that person's something different about him. That person's a Christian. Amen. They got to be different. They're not like the world. We need to be separated from the things of the world. They were coming out there, the Bible says, and God led them. Aren't you glad that God Almighty leads his people when they get saved? Aren't you glad the Holy Spirit of God leads the person when they get saved? He'll guide you. He'll talk to you. Amen. He'll fill your heart. He'll give you advice, amen, through your heart, and you'll know which way to walk. We got to walk that straight and narrow, amen. I'm glad he leads every day. The Bible says, not through the way of the land, not through. They could have went that way and it would have been easier, a little bit shorter. God was going to take them around by the way of the Red Sea. But he didn't want to take them through the way of the Philistines because they weren't familiar with war yet. The Bible says, but not through. He was concerned about his people fighting. God Almighty was concerned. Can I tell you tonight that God is concerned about your life tonight? He's concerned tonight about what you're going through. He's concerned tonight about what's happening in your life. He sees everything's going on. He is concerned tonight about what you're going through. He was afraid they might see war and turn back and head right on back to Egypt because they didn't want to fight. They might see war back there, amen. Can I tell you something tonight, Christians? And this happens in lives of peoples. It's happened in my life. When you get saved, you get born again. Can I tell you, sometimes we'll get to situations in our lives that we don't want to be. Can I tell you, Satan's trying to ruin your walk. He's trying to ruin your testimony. He's trying to ruin your life. Can I tell you, when we go through trouble, when we go through problems and trials of life, praise God, hey, listen, you just keep on walking to Jesus. You just keep on your way to heaven. Don't stop walking with Jesus, amen. Don't let the troubles of the world make you want to just give up and go on back to the world. You stay walking with Jesus Christ. You stay in the Word of God. You stay in your prayer life, amen. You keep on being led by the Spirit of God. Satan didn't want them to go the way of the Philistines because there might be war and they might repent and turn back. They might be sorrowful and just turn back and go the other way. The Bible says they see war and repent. The Bible says in verse 18, it said, but God led the people about. He led the people about through the way of the wilderness, watch this, of the Red Sea. through the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea. Can I tell you, when they got to that Red Sea, they didn't know what to do. There was, a million plus some people there, amen. Moses is standing there at the Red Sea, amen. Here they come from the back. They're chasing them from the back. They got the Red Sea in front of them. Ain't no place to go. They didn't have no boats to get on and just head on across the other side. They didn't know what to do, amen. There's mountains on both sides. They had no idea what to do. God led them the way of the Red Sea. Christian, let me tell you something. Sometimes God will lead us in ways that we just don't understand, that we just can't figure out in our lives. And you'll stand back and say, Lord, why in the world am I going this way? I'm trying to serve you. Have you ever been there? I'm trying to serve you. I'm trying to do the best I can do for you. And all of a sudden, we start going one way, and we're led by the Spirit, remember? And we go one way, and it's not always our way. It's the Spirit's way, amen. He wants us to grow. He wants us to draw close to Him. And all of a sudden, we'll be going by the way of the Red Sea. And we won't know how to get around, what to do, what's going on. I'm telling you, sometimes we get led that way. But we just got to keep on being led by Jesus. We got to keep on going the way that the Spirit of God leads us. When they got to the Red Sea, Moses said, hey, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Amen. He parted that. He put that thing down. That old river come up, parted. They all went across on dry ground, praise God. Amen. Hey, listen, then the other ones come across and they all drowned it in there. God will take care of your need. You might be in places at times where you might not understand why you're there. Can I get a witness? Amen. You might not understand why you're there. You might not understand why you're there, but you just keep on following Jesus Christ. He said, by the way of the Red Sea, watch. And the Bible says the children of Israel went up harnessed out of the land of Egypt. They went up harnessed. I had to look that up. I wasn't really sure what that was, but that's called a battle array. They went up in groups of five. Can I tell you that five speaks of grace in the Word of God? The number, I love numbers in the Bible. I remember a woman gave me a book about that thick. It's got every number from 1 to 100, and it's got like 200, 400, 6, 8. It tells all about the book of the Bible, amen. It tells all about it. Number five speaks of grace. They went up in groups of five. They went up there in battle array, amen. Can I tell you, it looked intimidating to the enemies, even though they didn't know how to fight, even though they didn't know what was going on. It looked intimidating to the enemies, praise God. They were armed. They were ready. They had God on their side. Let me tell you something. Satan is walking about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. We need to stand against the enemy. We need to stand strong against the enemy. How do we do that? Let me read what it says over there in Ephesians. It says, hey, put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickednesses in high places. Amen. Their battles were going to be flesh and blood, and ours are going to be spiritual. Battles, amen. Satan will try to do everything he can to bring you down, but I tell you what, put on the armor of God, amen. It's a good thing to read it. Go ahead and study that and read it. We need to put on the armor of God. That's what's going to get us through the battlefield, amen. It's a battlefield out there, and that's what will get us through, the power of God and the armor of God and the Word of God, amen. They went up arrayed. They went out harnessed, amen, out of the land of Egypt. Let me read verse 19. The Bible says, and Moses took the bones of Joseph. He took the bones of Joseph with him. For he had straitly sworn the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and you shall carry up my bones away hence with you. He took the bones of Joseph. Let me tell you, read what Joseph said in Genesis chapter 50. And Joseph said unto his brethren, I die, and God will surely, watch this, visit you. Go ahead and study the verse out. He's talking about when they're coming out of Egypt here into the Canaan land. God will surely visit you and bring you out of this land unto a land which he swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. Can I tell you, they took the bones of Joseph. They carried them bones around for 40 years. Amen. Can I tell you, I can imagine the coffin they carried around. It wasn't some little bag. I believe they carried a coffin around. And I got to thinking about that, Mary. I got to thinking, you know what? I believe every time they looked at that coffin, every time they thought of the bones of Jesus, of Joseph, every time that they seen that, every time that they walked with it, they thought about they were heading to the promised land. They were on their way to the promised land. Let me tell you something. Every time we hear the preaching of the Word of God, when our pastor preaches the Word of God, every time we hear the preaching, it ought to be reminded that we're on our way to heaven. Amen. Every time we hear somebody sing a song, it ought to remind us we're on our way to a better land. Amen. Every time we see a hand of track out, every time we come to the house of God, every time we witness, it ought to remind us we're on our way to a better place. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm looking for that place. I'm looking for that day. I'm looking to see Jesus. Amen. I'm looking for a better place. This world down here is not my home. I'm just a passing through. That's what he's saying right here. Watch. God will surely visit you, and you shall carry up my bones and hence with you. Can I tell you that God's word was sure to Moses? And that's exactly what was going to take place. And God's word is sure to you and I today. The very word of God I hold in my hand is sure today. It tells me how to get saved. I know I'm saved. It tells me how I got saved. I just called upon the name of the Lord. I know I got saved. Amen. God's word today is sure. Praise God. The Bible says over there in Psalms, it says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Amen. They'll never pass away. You know, there's only two things that are going to go on for eternity. Man's soul and the Word of God. Praise God. The Word of God, it's sure today. It's powerful. Amen. He said, I'll surely visit you. And then the Bible says, and they took their journey from Succoth. You know, Succoth, if you study that out, it's the first stopping place where they left Egypt. It was the booth. The booth, B-O-O-T-H, amen. The booth, I didn't say booth, I said booth, amen. B-O-O-T-H, booths, amen. They were going to be temporary. They weren't going to stay there. I had a long day, I'm sorry. They weren't, and a long night, and a long week. They weren't going to stay there, praise God. It was a temporary place, amen. Let me tell you something. It was temporary tents. Hey, listen, this world is not our final home, amen. I'm just a passing through, amen. I'm looking for a better place, amen. They stopped at Succoth and watch. The Bible says, encamped in Etham, in the edge of the wilderness. That was camped in Etham in the edge of the wilderness. It was a barren land. The edge of the wilderness didn't have a bunch of palm trees, didn't have the water. It was a barren land. You know what I thought about when I was studying this? They were there at the edge of the wilderness, and it was dry. It was barren. They weren't really having a good time. They were kind of discouraged. Can I tell you sometimes in your walk with the Lord? Church, listen to me. Sometimes when you try to get as close as God as you can, sometimes when you walk with the Lord, your Christian life sometimes just gets dry. It does. Mine does, and I'm up here preaching. Mine does. I'll be real honest with you. Sometimes I wonder, Lord, don't you see me? What's going on? Lord, don't you hear my prayer? Lord, I feel like you ever get times, you know, when you pray and you read the Word of God and everybody thinks that it's all good and it should and we better and we ought to. But we think, hey, the more we pray and the more we read the Word of God and the more we witness, sometimes, hey, listen, you feel real close to God and the very next day you can feel like He's 100,000 miles away. I know it happens to me. Sometimes your Christian life can just get dry. Sometimes it can just kind of dry up. Hey, listen, you know what I need to do? There's times in my life, I didn't think I'd have this much energy to preach tonight, but thank you, Lord. Amen. There's times in my... When He gets a hold of you, it makes a difference. Amen. Hey, listen. There's times in my life when I try to pray, and it's not easy to pray at times. Amen. Sometimes it's not easy to pray. You keep praying. I know I do. You might not be like me, but I pray the same thing most of the days over and over. I got to pray for my family. I got to pray for my children, grandchildren, wife. I even pray for my little chihuahua. Amen. Hey, listen, we need to pray. Amen. And there's times when you just feel like you can't do it. You know, and sometimes it just gets dry. I'm glad God still answers prayer. But I'll tell you one thing. You know what I found out in my life? Sometimes when it gets kind of dried up, and sometimes I just feel like God's not too close. Well, He always is, praise God. You know what I do? I just start thanking Him for the blessings. I just start thanking Him. I got a little thing I'll look through, and I'll thank Him for the prayers that God has answered. I'll thank God. And you know what? Sometimes on my way to work, I'll be discouraged, amen, about praying, and then all of a sudden, I'll start thanking God for what He's done in my life. I start, first of all, thanking Him for my salvation. Hey, listen, for my family, for calling me to preach, for saving my soul, for taking me out of a devil's hell. We can go on and on and on. And you start praising God for what He's done, you will start to get happy. You will start to remember what God has done in your life. You'll start to see, hey, I'm feeling a little closer to God Almighty. I know it works in my life, amen. Sometimes our Christian walk can get a little dried up. It happens. Sometimes we come to the house of God. Well, another Sunday morning, another Sunday night, whether it's another Wednesday night, we'll listen to the same singing, and we'll hear the preaching. It's just sometimes, can I say, it's just the same old, same old. But I'll tell you what, God can make a difference. God can make a change in your life. When your life sometimes just feels like it's dried up, He'll make a change. He made a change in my life, amen. Watch. Bible says they were at the edge of the barren of the wilderness, and the Bible says, and the Lord went before them. Well, guess who was leading them? Jehovah God. The Lord went before them. He guided them. He knew exactly what was on their way. He knew exactly what was coming down the road. He could see before. Listen, God sees the future. God knows everything about your life. Amen. He said He went before them. I'm glad that God knows what the future holds in my life. I'm glad God knows exactly what's going to happen in my life tonight, in my life tomorrow, in my life next week. He knows throughout all eternity. Amen. Till He comes again. Amen. God walks before us. Amen. Let me tell you something. The Bible says in Hebrews, it says, for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched by with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points, every point you go through, God's been through it. Every point. He said in all points, tempted like as we are, yet without sin. He understands what we're going through. He understands the problems and the trials and the tribulations of our life. That He's walking ahead of us. I don't have to turn around and say, God, where are You at? Hey, listen, He's already ahead. He's already in front of us. He knows what we're going through, praise God. He walks ahead of us. Watch. The Bible says over there, I like this. It said, the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them the way, and by night, watch, in a pillar of fire. By day, pillar of cloud. Because they could see it. By night, they couldn't see the cloud, so God sent the fire up there, amen. Aren't you glad when God sends down the Holy Ghost fire? Aren't you glad when God starts dealing with lives and starts dealing with people's heart, amen, sending the fire down from above? But I like that word pillar. I had to look it up. It's a column upright, cloud by day, fire by night. That pillar stayed the same. That pillar was like the same exact look. One was a cloud, one was a fire. If you study that out, it says over there, it says the same, amen. I'm glad tonight that my God never changes. I'm glad tonight when I change, when I'm discouraged and I don't feel close to God, I'm glad tonight that God never changes, amen. God is always the same. The Bible says in Hebrews, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changes, amen. He never will. Let me read to you over there a little thing that says in Malachi, for I am the Lord, I change not. You know what? There's times in our walk with the Lord where we'll change. There's times when things just change in your life, when things happen in your life, and you'll change, amen. I know I have, and I know y'all have too. You ain't perfect, amen. Hey, listen, there's times when we change. There's times when we're not worshiping like we should. There's times when we're not praying like we should. There's times when we're not reading the Word of God like we should. We change, but my God never changes. And He loves you in spite of your change, amen. He cares about you no matter what you're going through, and He loves you the same. God don't love you because you come to church every service. Praise God, we ought to do it. But that's not why He loves you. God is love. He loves us in spite of our failures. He'll never, ever, ever turn his back on us. God loves us. He never changes. I'm glad for that. I'm thankful. Watch. So if they give them light by day, to go by day and go by night. You realize they were 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Amen. For 40 years, God was with them. He never, never, never left them. Never left them. He said to give them light. We need to be a light to a lost and dying world. I need to be a light to the people that I work with. I need to be a light to my family. I need to be a light to those around me, amen. I need to be a light to those that I come in contact with. God gave them light by night, light by day, amen. He was a guiding light. We need to let our light shine, amen, that others may see our good works and glorify our Father, which is in heaven, amen. The world's searching, church. They're out there looking for something. We've got the answer, Jesus. We need to be a light. We need to let our light shine. Let me read something to you over there. Watch. This is really interesting. It's interesting. If you study this in Exodus 14, watch. It said when they got through by the Red Sea, watch. It said, and it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel, and it was a cloud and darkness to them. What? Watch. But it gave light by night to these so that the ones came not near the other all the night. Israel was in the light. Philistines couldn't see nothing. There was a cloud there between them, and they couldn't see nothing, but Israel could. You know what I thought about? Watch. 2 Corinthians. But the natural man, the unsaved, watch, receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. We can't understand the Word of God. I remember trying to read a Word of God. It didn't make one bit of sense except Jesus wept and God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, amen, and all that, amen. It didn't make sense. But the day I got saved, Spirit of God filled my heart and in my life, and the Holy Spirit of God gave me understanding of the Word of God, something that the natural man does not have. You've got to be saved to know the Word of God. You've got to be saved and born again to understand the Word of God. Amen. Then he'll start showing you the light. The light. He said to give them light, to go by day and night. And the Bible says he took not away the pillar of the cloud. He took not away by day, nor the pillar of fire by night from before the people. He took not away. You read through Exodus, Numbers, and read how what's the word for that? They were a crazy bunch of people, amen. They drove Moses crazy, amen. Could you imagine having a million some people under you? They wanted this. They got carried on about that. They had no water. They had no food. They complained. They did everything. But the Bible says God did not leave them. Did not leave them. God would stay with them all the way. Till they reached the other Canaan land. Till they reached Canaan land, he wasn't going to leave them, amen. He gave them manna every day. He fed them water. They had everything they need. Their shoes never even worn out. You imagine that? My wife's got about 204 pair of shoes. Could you imagine one pair of shoes for 40 years? They never wore out. The clothes never wore. Hey, listen, God Almighty took care of them. God will see you. God will be with you in spite of our change. Hey, listen, if we're following the Word of God, He'll be with you until you reach the other side. Amen. He'll not leave us and He'll not forsake us. The Bible says He stayed with them the whole time. Aren't you glad God's with you tonight? Aren't you thankful for that? There's times when we need to call out to God, and I'm glad that He's there. Here's the message and here's the thought. I told you I wouldn't be long. I'm glad God's with us as we go through a long life's journey. I'm thankful that He's there. I don't know how the world gets through the things that they get through without God Almighty on their side. I see them as they do these crazy things, and as they just kind of give up on life, they give up on hope. Without Jesus, there is no hope. With Jesus, there's all hope. Amen. I'm glad He set us free. I'm glad He gave us salvation. I'm glad the Holy Spirit of God is with us until the day of redemption. Amen. I'm glad He gives us armor of God to fight Satan. We've got hope and faith as we travel along this journey. We need hope and faith as we travel along life's journey. You can't make it through without Jesus, amen. He'll be there to guide us. He'll be there to watch over us. And I'm glad He never changes, even though we do at times. I'm thankful He never changes. But let me ask you a question. Where did the Israelites look to when it was time to move? They didn't go to Moses and say, "Hey, Moses, what did you want to do?" They looked up. They looked up. How come? Because that's where the cloud was by day. That's where the pillar of fire was by night. And when it was time for them to move, hey, listen, the pillar would move, the fire would move, and it didn't matter if it was 2 or 3 in the morning. It didn't matter what day. They would go ahead and they would start moving. Church, listen, they looked up when they needed guidance. You and I need to look up when we need guidance. Get into the Word of God. Look up to Jesus. Amen. He'll be there for you. He'll never leave you. He will be there with you the whole time. Amen. No matter what goes on in our life. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. He'll be there with you. Heads bowed, eyes closed. Maybe God spoke to you.